cold front is dropping through the Northeast this afternoon, and it's going to bring about some rather pleasant weather changes. So I think tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday are looking quite pleasant. You'll notice a big drop in the humidity. For now, though, that front is nearby, and that has triggered some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. And there's the chance for some severe weather, meaning that damaging winds and large hail are concerns. The most likely area for those more intense storms is south of Albany, but the whole area has the chance to see a passing shower or thunderstorm through the late day hours into the early evening. On top of the wind and hail concerns, heavy rain and frequent vivid lightning are also likely to occur with some of these storms. Any showers and storms will wind down this evening. You'll notice the humidity drop. It's already down from yesterday across most of the area, and it's going to feel rather refreshing overnight, so you might be able to sleep with the windows open and finally turn off the air conditioner if you have one. Overnight lows will be largely in the 50s, and there's even the potential for some 40s across the Adirondacks and Greens. So you'll notice a nice, crisp start to the day tomorrow, and temperatures will warm up into the 70s during the afternoon, so that is a bit cool for this time of year, and that's going to feel really nice. We'll have mild temperatures, but it's not going to be hot, and the humidity will be very low for summertime, so tomorrow is going to be a very pleasant day to spend time outside. Now, one thing that might still be an issue tomorrow is that smoky haze. Some of the computer modeling still indicates the potential for some of that smoke in our atmosphere, so that could end up dimming the sun at least some tomorrow. Otherwise, though, it should be a nice day for outdoor activities. And don't forget about that sunblock, as the sun, at least when it's not going through haze, is very strong this time of year. On Friday, we'll see temperatures in the 70s again. There's the small chance of an afternoon shower, but that's not a big concern. And it looks like Saturday should be very pleasant as well. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, any showers will end, clearing cooler and less humid with areas of fog, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any showers will end, clearing cooler and less humid, areas of fog, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, any showers will end, clearing cooler and less humid with areas of fog, lows in the 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight any showers will end, clearing cooler and less humid, patchy fog, lows in the 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, a chance for passing afternoon showers, highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with comfortable humidity, and highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.